Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We've been on the story for a while, and this is a story of illegal miners who essentially are trapped in the Northwest. And yesterday we spoke to the Northwest Police spokesperson, Brigadier Sabata Mokwabone, and he was telling us about what he called a rescue plan to try and rescue some of the miners who are trapped under there. This is on the back of Valamgoti, a program that they started a few months ago. And unfortunately, we now find ourselves here where many miners have been trapped, having no food and water to drink. It's being said that quite a number of them have either died or are struggling to come up because they are too weak to do that. Community decided to try and find a way around rescuing some of those who are too weak to come up underneath. I'm going to speak to a community leader in Kuma, Thembile Botman, who's on the line with us. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good evening, Pangalote. Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Botman, just maybe give us a sense of what is happening in your community as we speak.
Brigadier explained, here you've been elaborating on it. Mm. There's this operation of Valamgoti. My area is a community that is surrounded by mines. Mm. And obviously there's shafts that were not properly rehabilitated after mining. Mm-hmm. So illegal mining, it's a common thing here. It's something that is happening here. Now there's an operation that is happening of Operation Valamgoti, where they just stand in front of the holes where they deny access of food to the illegal miners. Mm. So the affected families approached us because we asked the holders, in fact, because we are people who take interest in the mining issues around our community. Mm-hmm. So they approached us to request that their family members have been underground for more than 6 months and mm-hmm. they are aware there's Operation Valamgoti. Could we at least ask the authorities to allow them to come out or assist them, as some of them are living out of chronic medication and they were worried that the food has not been supplied. So they were wondering how are they underground. So that's what is happening now. So 4 weeks back, we approached the authorities, mm-hmm. Colonel Mudiba, the head of the project, to try to say as a community or as stakeholders who want to come voluntarily to assist. Firstly, we asked the plan of the government in Valamgoti. We do, I must say, put it on record, support the Valamgoti operation. Mm-hmm. But we are saying, as much as you close the hole, maybe you should have at least did a due diligence to say, let's remove people underground to save lives.
Give me a sense, because I think it's a complicated story. Give me a sense of how the community itself feels about the operations, the mining operations there, because it's a conflicting issue, right? So many of them are coming forward to say, no, that's my brother, that's my uncle, and so on, my family member. Meaning, on some level, there's approval. You are also saying to me, no, we approve of this Operation Valamgoti. So give me a sense of what exactly this community feels about the activities of mining, illegal mining activities there.
And the thing is that we are really acknowledging the operation in our area, and we have no problem with it. However, we are saying there is life underground. Maybe as governments, maybe you must do it in a way where we don't lose souls. The feel of the community is that let's save them, let's give them an opportunity to resurface, and then after that you process them accordingly. The law must take its course, but what you need to do, you need to save them, and they need to come out of their holes. I mean, it's Section 11 of the Constitution. Everyone has a right to life. And the other thing we are saying, we, if anybody is illegal, and especially foreign, you must do what the government must do or the law must do if that person is like that.
Is this community surviving on illegal mining?
I beg your pardon?
Is this community reliant for jobs on illegal mining?
I would say most of the people, they are relying on that. Because you must remember, many people, whether they are illegal in the country, they came to mine here at the time when these mines were owned by Buffett's Foundation. And after that, they remained, most of them, after the closure of the mine. So it's nothing of saying the government, we must be honest as government. Where did we go wrong? Why were the mine were not sealed properly? You understand? So these people, they are here without jobs, there's unemployment rate, and the only maybe thing that they revolt to do to eat is to go back where they know best.
Has this affected the community's safety? In many communities, people say, no, look, yes, we understand, but, you know, these illegal miners are violent. Our safety is compromised. How is the relationship between miners who, yes, find themselves abandoned and needing to go back into the mine, and the community and the livelihood in the community? Has it been peaceful? What's the experience of the people who live in the area?
There are situations where the communities are feeling unsafe. There are situations where communities don't approve of what is happening. It's a fact. And the other thing, I know that of some incident where these guys were killing each other on what they are doing. But all of us, as we see this operation, to us, it's not about that. Where we are focusing now is to make sure that we don't even categorize death. If a person is dying, whether is foreign or a South African, let's just try to save them, and then we'll process them accordingly.
So what has been the attitude of the police? Are they cooperating? What has been happening today?
Today we started to remove people. What we did to yesterday, we sent one person. You see the dynamics of this shaft. There is a shaft that has a cache where we have about 1,000 something people that that came out 2 weeks back at Margaret. But these shaft dynamics are different. The shaft that we are at, people cannot resurface on their own. They are relying on people to operate the ropes on the surface. So the communities volunteered, or the affected relatives, to say, let's go and operate on top of, on top of the hole to help the people that are underground to resurface. Where the person who was sent came back and explained that people are weak, there's also dead bodies, because it's been months, they've been not eating or denied food. So the situation is different from that other hole. That one, it is dangerous. But despite that, the community said we are voluntary to fetch our people. And the attitude of the authorities, I don't want to lie, I would say they are disorganized as government. We tried to ask the commissioner district must come of Dr. KK, the commissioner of the province, because every time we speak to the head of the project, Mujib, he will be saying he is consulting. And we requested this thing is serious. Why are they not coming on the ground so that they see what's happening? So yesterday we tried to send instant porridge, but it was not enough. Preparing them to resurface today. Today, the community started to operate the rope, and we only managed to get 5 of the illegal miners, whom they came very disturbing. They were weak, they were dehydrated, even grips could not could not work because they struggled to locate things.
I don't know. Do you get the sense that there will be assistance from the police? I that's not the sense I'm getting.
Exactly that. Because they are there and they are saying they are not capacitated to assist in terms of removing these people. The only thing that they are doing, to be honest, they are just waiting for the operators to pull a person. When that person is out, they'll all run to him, search him. And you know what is surprising in all this? For example, in those people today that came out, the only thing that the government is doing after processing them, if you are an illegal immigrant here, they deport you. That's the only thing. If you are a local, you go home. That's the only thing that they are doing. So it's shocking that even then they are saying these are criminals and all that, but there's no charge for it.
That is.
So you ask yourself, if government would sit down and do an operation, an entire costed operation, where funds are going to be allocated for a certain operation, where it does not assist at least to save life, then there's a problem.
And they are not processing criminals for the criminality. They just ask them, you know, are you South African? And if you're not, you get deported and the rest just go home.
As much as we are saying it's criminality, then you ask yourself if a person is just left to go home, what is criminality? Then we started asking ourselves today, especially after the statement of the minister in the office of the president. So I'm saying we need to do a self-introspection as government and the community, because there's nowhere where we are going with this unless government must come and declare that this is genocide. They are killing people deliberately.
Going forward, what conversations are the community having about the state of what's happening now? Because you now have what I see as quite a dire situation. But going forward, what are people saying, especially relatives of some of the people who are coming out or some whose relatives are still down there?
I must say, firstly, people are disappointed. The authorities and the attitude towards all this. It's like they are not being taken serious, despite they are worried about their families. And going forward, we are hoping that there will be more stakeholders coming on board to assist each other to save lives. And again, have conversation with TMRE to say how best can we make sure we solve the situation going forward. For an example, we've been saying, as I told you, that I'm speaking as a stakeholder. Mm. We've been advocating the minerals that are left to the site legally. And we must have a conversation that says, at least maybe legalize, regulate
artisanal
something.
Mining.
Yes, artisanal mining. So that we have, because I hear many people, even the MEC of safety, are saying this does not contribute in the economy of South Africa. It cannot, because it's not regulated. Regulated so that it can contribute in the economy of the country. So that should be the discussion going forward.
Look, really appreciate you giving us your time this evening, Khuma Community Leader Thembile Botman, and you heard it for yourself this time, coming from, you know, the community itself and those on the ground, you know, how complex the situation is.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.